in school have to be so careful the words they use, because they have put these other meanings. And most of the time now, when they use the word queer, they're speaking of homosexual, you know. And they have to be very careful. It's even, you have to be careful how you say odd or strange, even. No, not always. It's according to who you're talking to and how they're, what type of person they are and how they're going to take it. Mm-hmm. But there's so many words that used to, that we used all the time when I was a child, that they have to be careful about using. Somebody looks for the ugly meaning.
Would you ever call someone a queer without meaning homosexual, just meaning a peculiar person?
Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't say a queer. I would say that person is... No, I would say strange, I think, instead of that. He's strange.
How long has the word queer meant homosexual?
To me, probably the last 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. is all.
Say if a person had been well, and then suddenly hear that they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
were sick?
Or when was it that they what sick?
Got sick.
And if a person had gone out in the rain and had come in with sneezing and everything, you said he went out in bad weather and he
got cold.
He
took cold, or he's sneezing, or he's coughing. He took cold.
If you go like that, you have a
cough.
And if you can't talk right, you sound a little bit
hoarse.
And if you normally went to bed at 10 o'clock and you stayed up one night until 1, by about 1 o'clock you'd be feeling pretty
rough, pretty bad, sleepy.
What do you mean rough?
Well, it means bad, uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Not necessarily sleepy.
Not necessarily,
You say at 6 o'clock in the morning,
I'll wake up.
And you say, he's still sleeping, you better go.
Wake him up.
And a person who can't hear anything at all
is deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
have sweated. How much I sweat.
And you say a sore that comes to a head is called a
boil or a rising.
Okay. Talking about the word sweat, you say he was working in the sun and he sweat a lot.
He sweated a lot.
Okay. Do you ever say sweat for the past?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think. No.
The
no.
stuff that drains out of the boil is called
pus.
What comes out of a blister?
Water, hot water.
And in a war, well, say someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. Get sort of a skinless growth around it. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
You got a scab on it, you mean? Or
it doesn't scab over like it's supposed to.
It gets proud flesh.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're trying to say? Proud flesh. Uh-huh, and it won't heal.
And if you cut up your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings,
Iodine.
What's a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine.
And if a person was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could to steal the man.
Died.
Any other ways of saying died?
Passed away. We mostly say passed away. It sounds a little better than saying he died.
Do you ever hear a joking way of saying that? Kind of a crude way?
Kick the bucket.
Okay. He's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
At a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in.
Casket.
Did you ever hear any old-fashioned name for cemetery?
Graveyard.
What about for casket?
Coffin.
Would you use any of those words now?